Hey guys, welcome to the Penthouse 5 podcast. I'm John Kent. In this episode, I'm talking all about gigging for free and should you do it? Really quickly before we get into that, if you are a musician, if you work in a covers band or you're putting a band together, or if you want to learn about the music industry, then click subscribe. I'm putting out daily videos. Right, let's get into the episode. Okay, so as I said, gigging for free, should you do it or should you not? Well, the really simple answer is it comes down to the situation. Your personal situation and really what's kind of getting offered. If any of the following applies to you, then you should definitely be gigging for free. So if you've just started playing your instrument, if you haven't really gigged that much and you need the experience, then yes, you should definitely be gigging for free. And you should do it for an extended period of time. You shouldn't be really worried about money or anything like that right now. What you need to do at the start of your musical journey, learning your instrument and stuff, you need to be getting over things like stage fright. You need to be learning how to interact with the crowd. You need to just learn what it's like to perform on stage in front of an audience time and time and time and time again. Different age groups, different people, different kind of venues and things like that. How sound works in different venues, you know. All this kind of experience is built over a long period of time, and that's when professional musicians can actually jump on stage, play, own the audience, own the music they're playing, give everyone a great night of entertainment and get paid for doing that because they have all this experience to do that and deliver it. Now, if none of that applies to you, then again, gigging for free is situational and you need to understand and find out all the details of what you're being offered for this free gig. Are you being offered to play in front of 2,500 people or open up for a band that have a really huge audience? If the answer is no, then which it probably is, then I would probably say no, don't do that gig. Again, with experience, you guys will learn how to pick and choose between a free gig. Now, if you're a professional musician, you're getting paid for all these gigs, right? So when it comes to this free gig, you really need to, again, find out all the information and then make a decision. But don't say no to just every single free gig or every free opportunity. For example, me and my band, we actually did a project for free for the London City University, right? Once a week, we go in with the students and we record our band. They learn how to set up for particular instruments and record those instruments, and then they learn how to mix and master it. At the end of that term, that's us done doing our free part. Then we come back later in the year, a couple of months later, and we actually get full use of the studio, an engineer, and their performance space. So we get the full use of that, something that would cost us thousands and thousands of pounds. Now, that was a no-brainer for us. We did it once, and we've done that every year following. So that's the kind of example I would say that you need to look at all the details and be like, yeah, we could probably get a good deal out of this if we're going to do it for free. At the end of the day, money is what you're exchanging your time and your value and skills for. If it's not going to be money, and it could be something else that's just as valuable to your band or something like that, then I would suggest really giving it some thought before you turn it down. However, most gigs that are offered for free probably aren't going to be that great an opportunity. But as I said, going back to my first point, if you don't have that much experience performing or your like the experience that you need to be able to work in the industry you're looking to do, then yeah, gig for free, work for free in a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You need the experience. And if you've got that experience, then you're worlds ahead. But that's where I'll leave it at this, guys. It's a nice short video, but I hope that covers everything. If you guys found this video helpful, I really appreciate you subscribing. I'm trying to put out a video every single day on topics like this that can help you guys either build a function band, improve your function band, or just teach you some things about the music industry in general as a working professional musician. I'll leave it at that, guys. Take care. Penthouse 5. Go check us out. And take it easy. See you on the next one.